por lo que Dios está haciendo.
So many wonderful Bible studies going on.
Muchos estudios bíblicos están pasando.
Can hardly go anywhere in the building without walking in a room where a Bible study is being taught.
No puedo pasar ni un rincón de esta iglesia donde hay un estudio bíblico.
And yesterday there was an outreach out on Highway 79.
Y fue un avivamiento, fueron a pasar volantes en el 79.
And there was a van load of kids that came this morning for Sunday school.
Y trajeron estos niños en la mañana para la escuela dominical.
Good things.
Cosas buenas.
And we have a couple of babies that are going to be dedicated this morning.
Y tenemos unos bebés que van a ser dedicados esta mañana.
Penelope and Raven.
Penelope and Raven?
Yeah, and so, did you miss Penelope?
Penelope?
Okay, yeah. Or Penelope if you're...
Yeah, Penelope.
Ill-informed. Yeah, but God's doing extraordinary things.
Dios está haciendo unas cosas extraordinarias.
Brother Bass contacted us early this morning or late last night.
El hermano Bass nos llamó en la mañana.
And they just finished another shepherd's symposium in Africa.
Y acaban de terminar un avivamiento en África.
And they had over 700 in attendance.
Y tuvieron como 700 visitantes.
And that's wonderful for a lot of reasons.
Y eso es algo muy hermoso por muchas razones.
But these are church leaders, bishops and pastors.
Y esos son líderes y pastores de iglesias.
And so that you can multiply that number accordingly.
Y pueden multiplicar ese número como va creciendo.
And they had between those that are baptized and those that are ready to be baptized.
Y de los que ya son bautizados y de los que están preparando para bautizarse.
It's over 100 church leaders there baptized in the name of Jesus.
100 líderes en la iglesia se van a bautizar.
And those men are going to go back to their towns and their villages.
Ellos van a ir a su isla o a su pueblo.
And they're going to baptize entire congregations in the name of Jesus.
Y van a bautizar a toda una congregación en el nombre de Jesús.
So this is an extraordinary day to be in the house of God.
Y eso es una cosa extraordinaria estar en la casa del Señor.
Wonderful day to be in His kingdom.
Un día muy hermoso estar en su reino.
If you're a guest here, we are so thrilled that you came.
Si tú eres un visitante, estamos muy agradecidos de que nos hayas acompañado.
We want you to make yourself at home in the presence of God.
Hazte como tú es tu casa en la presencia de Dios.
Because God has a promise for you today.
Porque Dios tiene una promesa para ti el día de hoy.
God has a blessing for you today.
Dios tiene una bendición para ti el día de hoy.
God wants a deeper relationship with you today.
Dios quiere una relación muy profunda contigo.
And that is exciting in heaven and it's exciting here on earth.
Es algo muy hermoso aquí en la tierra y también en los cielos.
Praise God. Touch
Gloria
your neighbor and tell him I'm so glad you're in the house with me today.
Dile a tu vecino, estoy muy agradecido que estás en la casa del Señor.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
We're going to read from the 51st Psalm today.
Vamos a leer el Salmo 51.
We'll begin in verse 1. This is David's prayer of repentance.
Esta es su oración de David de arrepentimiento.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee alone have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. If you love His word today as you're seated, let's give God praise and magnify Him for His word.
Si tú hablas, ama su palabra, dale un fuerte aplauso en este día.
His word is forever settled in the heavens.
Porque su palabra está sentada en los cielos.
For His word that never changes.
Porque su palabra nunca cambia.
For His word that always works the will and the purpose of God.
Porque su palabra siempre trabaja al propósito de Dios.
We give you thanks, O God.
Te damos gracias a ti, Señor.
We bless your name, Almighty God.
Bendecimos tu nombre, Señor.
And all the people said amen.
Y todos digan amén.
Praise God. Well, It's such a wonderful day in the springtime to be in the house of the Lord.
Es un día hermoso en la primavera en estar en la casa del Señor.
So this psalm is a psalm of David.
Este salmo es el salmo de David.
And he is the psalmist of Israel.
Y él es el rey de Israel.
He began early back on the sheepfold or in the field of his father.
Y él empezó ahí en el campo de su padre.
And a lot of his inner relationship with God was accomplished there as a young boy, as a shepherd.
Dice, todo lo que él hizo con Dios lo hizo ahí en el campo.
And he was called on early on.
Y él fue llamado muy joven, cuando era muy joven.
When Saul, the king of Israel,
cuando Saúl, el rey de Israel,
was tormented by an evil spirit,
que estaba atormentado por un espíritu malo.
Gracias.
Gracias.
And we collaborate here. It's really good too. Helps us. But he came at the request of the servants of King Saul.
So fue que lo llamaron a los siervos de Saúl.
And when he played and sang praises unto God, the evil spirit had to leave.
So cuando él cantaba, el espíritu malo se iba.
We know David as a worshiper.
Y nosotros sabemos que David era un alabador.
Devoted to the word of God.
Era un devotante a la palabra de Dios.
And when the word of God had languished out in a field for many, many years.
Y cuando sabíamos que la palabra de Dios había salido al campo por muchos, muchos años.
David was the one that brought it back.
Y David fue el que la trajo de vuelta.
And David led the procession with worship.
Y él llevó la procesión con alabanza.
And he worshiped God with all of his might.
Y él alabó a Dios con toda su mente.
The Bible said he was leaping and dancing and running.
Dice la palabra que él estaba brincando, danzando.
And giving praise and magnifying God.
Y estaba magnificando a Dios.
David is a model for us in many, many areas.
David es un modelo para nosotros en muchas áreas.
And this is a baby dedication.
Y este es un día de dedicación de los bebés.
And for Raven and for Penelope, I want them to know David is a wonderful model for you.
Por Raven y por Penelope es un mandamiento de Dios.
You can look to David to learn how to worship.
Tú puedes ver a David para ver cómo a danzar.
You can look to him to know how to be devoted to God.
Y puedes verlo a él para ser devoto a Dios.
We know David as a giant killer.
Y sabemos que él mató un gigante.
He was still very, very young.
Y él estaba muy, muy joven.
And I want these children to grow up knowing.
Y quiero que estos niños crezcan sabiendo.
That they don't have to be old to be giant killers.
Que no tienen que ser viejos para matar un gigante.
But that they can be used of God in their youth.
Porque pueden ser usados por Dios en su juventud.
And we see him stand in faith when all of Israel was hiding from the giant.
Y vemos que David se puso enfrente cuando todo Israel estaba escondido.
And so we see him as a man of courage.
Y él tiene uno como para levantarse.
And a natural born leader.
Y un líder natural.
We understand that he was a warrior in his own right.
Dice que era un guerrero en sus mismas cosas.
Because when King Saul promised his daughter for David to marry,
cuando el rey Saúl le prometió que se iba a casar con su hija,
he sent him out to kill 200 Philistines.
Mandó a él para matar a 200 palestinos.
And to bring him physical evidence that he had killed them.
Y traer cosas físicas que los había matado.
And David came back and brought the evidence.
Y David regresó y trajo las evidencias.
And he was a warrior.
Y era un guerrero.
As a youth.
En su juventud.
That was what the giant said.
Eso fue lo que dijo el gigante.
That was what Saul had said.
Eso fue lo que dijo Saúl.
The giant called him a boy.
Dice que el gigante lo llamó un niño.
A child.
Un niño.
And
un joven.
Saul said, "You're just a youth."
Dice, tú todavía estás joven.
But I want these babies to know that you can be anointed for God when you're young.
Dice, pero yo quiero decir que estás ungido así en tu juventud para Dios.
When David was king of Israel,
cuando David fue el rey de Israel,
their borders extended beyond anything historically.
Las fronteras extendieron históricamente.
It was, in fact, the largest geographic footprint of Israel in all of history.
Dice que fue como algo, una marca grandísima en Israel.
It won't be like that again until the millennial.
Dice, no va a ser otra vez igual hasta el milenio.
And so David was outstanding in so many areas.
Él era un soldado en muchas áreas.
He was a leader of men.
Era un líder de muchos.
Somebody's getting baptized. Oh, that's right. Let's give God praise and thanks.
Vamos a darle gracias al Señor.
In the name above every name, in Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
What you just witnessed was baptism in water.
Lo que acabas de presenciar es el bautismo en agua.
Because everybody in the Bible that was baptized was immersed in the water.
Porque todos los que fueron bautizados fueron sumergidos en el agua.
Nobody in the Bible was sprinkled.
No, nadie en la Biblia fue sprinkled.
Everyone that was baptized, it was always in the name of Jesus Christ.
Todos los que fueron bautizados fueron en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
Nobody in the Bible was baptized in the titles.
No, nadie fue bautizado en los títulos.
And so we think there's no better way than the biblical way.
Y no hay una cosa mejor que hacerlo como dice la palabra.
And so we do it according to the word of God.
Y lo hacemos acuerdo como la palabra de Dios.
And when that happened just now,
y como eso pasa como ahorita,
the blood from 2,000 years ago came to where we are.
De la sangre de hace 2,000 años llega aquí donde estamos.
The blood of Jesus,
la sangre de Jesús,
and covered every sin,
y cubre todo pecado.
And in this moment,
y en este momento,
this individual is completely clean before God.
Este individuo está completamente limpio en la presencia de Dios.
His name is applied to their life.
Su nombre está escrito en el libro de la vida.
And they will always have an advocate when they sin.
Y ellos van a tener como un arrepentimiento cada que pequen.
Praise God. Praise God. We'll do this all day. Praise God. Praise God. One day we're going to do this all day.
Un día vamos a hacer todo esto todo el día.
One day we won't have enough robes.
Dice, un día no vamos a tener
One day they'll be putting on a wet robe that's already been used.
Vamos a usar el mismo túnica que han usado uno antes.
Just hang on and wait for it.
Espérate porque va a pasar.
David was a leader of very, very accomplished people.
Él era un líder de mucha gente que conquistaron.
He was a warrior leader of outstanding warriors.
Dice que era un guerrero y que él mandaba muchos guerreros.
In the listing of David's mighty men,
en su lista de todos sus hombres guerreros,
you have men who all by themselves kill up to 800 people.
Que un guerrero solamente mataba 800 personas él solo.
Not just people, but warriors with swords and spears.
No nomás gente, sino guerreros también con espada y con flechas.
The leader of the 30 mighty men was a guy named Adino.
Dice el guerrero del número 30 era amigo.
He killed 800 Philistines with a spear.
Dice él mató 300 palestinos con su espada.
There was a guy named Eleazar.
Y había uno que se llamaba Lezar.
There's another one. Praise God.
Ahí está uno más.
Praise God. Praise God. This is a wonderful morning.
Es un hermoso día.
If you've never been baptized in Jesus' name,
si no has estado bautizado en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo,
they're there. We've got everything you need.
Ahí está. Tenemos todo lo que necesitas.
And God will meet you there and wash away all of your sins.
Y Dios te puede encontrar y lavar todos tus pecados.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
These mighty men are men of tremendous accomplishments on the battlefield.
Dice, todos estos guerreros cumplieron muchas cosas.
And David led them.
Y Dios, y David los dejaba.
In the second three of the mighty men.
El segundo del tercero de los hombres guerreros.
There are people like Benaiah.
Está el hombre como Benaiah.
Who went down into a pit on a snowy day and killed a lion.
Dice que fue hasta el pozo y mató un león.
This is a guy who is looking for trouble.
Este era un hombre que estaba buscando por problemas.
Nobody else is outside doing anything on that day.
Nadie está haciendo nada en ese día.
But he's looking for something to fight.
Y él está buscando algo para matar.
And nobody goes down into a pit with a lion.
Y nadie va al pozo con un león.
But he does.
Pero él lo hace.
And these are the types of people that David was leading.
Y esos eran los tipos de gente que David estaba liderando.
And that's why they were able to conquer the Middle East.
Y eso porque tenía el tiempo para conquistar todo el Medio Oriente.
And as we see all that David was,
y cuando vemos que todo lo que era David,
we understand the magnitude perhaps of David's sin.
Y veíamos la magnitud del pecado de David.
Because if you are flying solo,
sí, porque si tú estás peleando solo,
and you don't have anybody looking to you,
y no hay nadie que esté viéndote a ti o te esté buscando a ti,
and you're not responsible for anybody,
y no eres responsable por nadie,
it's just your soul that you're swinging out over hell.
Dice, tú nomás estás brincando de un lado a otro.
That's not a small consideration.
Eso no es una cosa de considerar.
But when you're a father,
pero cuando tú eres un
or
padre,
a mother,
o mamá,
or a leader,
o un líder,
or the anointed of God,
o ungido de Dios,
or a person with responsibility in the kingdom of God,
o una persona con responsabilidad en el reino de Dios,
there is a proportional increase in the weight of your sin.
Dice, hay un peso más alto en tu pecado.
And here David is going to fall into sin.
Y aquí vemos a David que va a caer en el pecado.
David the leader.
David el líder.
David the psalmist.
Es un salmista.
David the worshipper.
El alabador.
He's going to fall into sin.
Va a caerse en el pecado.
And it's not just your ordinary run-of-the-mill everyday sin.
Y no es como un pecado de cada día, de comida.
It is an egregious sin.
Es un pecado muy grande.
David should have been at war.
David tenía que estar en la guerra.
But he was at home, idle.
Pero él estaba en su casa.
He wasn't where the kings were.
No estaba donde el rey tenía que estar.
He was spending time with idle time on his hands.
Dice, él estaba tomando tiempo en su casa.
And he's looking out over the city at night.
Y él está viendo de la ventana toda la ciudad.
And he sees a woman that catches his eye.
Y ve a una mujer que le toma su ojo.
She's a married woman.
Es una mujer casada.
And he sends for her.
Y la manda a traer.
And he brings her to his palace.
Y la trae a su palacio.
And he commits adultery with her.
Y comete adulterio con ella.
And then later in the story, she is with child.
Y más adelante en la historia, ella sale embarazada.
And so David wants to cover his sin.
Y David quiere cubrir su pecado.
And he sends for her husband, Uriah.
Y manda por su esposo que venga.
Who is at the battlefront.
Y dice, y él está en la batalla peleando enfrente.
And he brings him in ostensibly to get a report on the war.
Para que traiga un reporte de qué está pasando en la guerra.
And then he says, look, Uriah, you're here, you're home. Go to your house, spend some time, and take some R&R, and visit with your wife.
Dice, oh, ya que estás en casa, vete a tu casa, ve a visitar a tu esposa, vete a convivir con ella.
And so it's sin.
Y el pecado.
And now it's malicious manipulation.
Ahora es una manipulación.
By a person in power.
Por una persona en poder.
A person with authority.
Una persona con autoridad.
It just keeps growing in its intensity.
Y nomás sigue creciendo en su intensidad.
But Uriah has greater character than his king.
Pero él tiene un carácter más mejor para su rey.
And Uriah says, "No, sir, my brothers are in the battlefield today."
Dice, "No, señor, dice, mis hombres están en la guerra, mis hermanos."
They're sleeping on the ground.
Están durmiendo en el piso.
I won't go into my house and sleep on my bed.
Dice, no voy a ir a mi casa y voy a dormir en mi cama.
I'll just sleep here on the stones near the palace.
Dice, voy a dormir aquí en las piedras cerca del palacio.
And David worked him. He gave him to drink.
Y él le dio como para que empezara a tomar.
And he insisted that he go home.
Y él insistía que fuera a casa.
But the man had tremendous integrity and he would not.
Y él tenía una integridad muy grande y no quería ir.
And so David scrawled a little note.
Y David escribió una nota
and put it in his hand,
y la puso en su mano,
sent him back to Joab and the armies,
y lo mandó con Joab y al ejército,
and he had him deliver the note to Joab,
y le dijo que deliberara esa nota a Joab,
and the note said, Joab, put Uriah at the very front of the battle,
y la nota decía, pon a este guerrero hasta enfrente del batallón,
and then have everyone withdraw from him,
y ya es que todos se retrasen para atrás.
David the psalmist,
David el salmista,
David the anointed of God,
David el ungido de Dios,
David that the Bible said was a man after God's own heart.
Dice David que era el corazón de Dios.
Sent Uriah to his death.
Mandó a este guerrero a su muerte.
To cover his sin.
Para cubrir su pecado.
And in doing so, compounded his sin.
Para cubrir todo su pecado.
I want these babies to know.
Quiero que estos bebés conozcan.
You can be great in life.
Que puedes ser algo grande en la vida.
Great in your craft and skill.
En lo que puedas hacer o debo hacer.
Great in accomplishment.
Algo que quieras conquistar.
You can be great by any measure, metric, or definition.
O lo que tú quieras definir, algo grande.
But you'll always have to deal with sin.
Pero siempre tienes que lidiar con el pecado.
Because if anybody teaches us that,
pero que si alguien enseña todo eso,
it's David.
Es David.
You don't want to be casual about sin.
No tienes que ser casual en el pecado.
You don't want to be casual about the boundaries that God has placed in your life.
No quieres ser casual en las fronteras que Dios ha puesto.
You need to understand the gravity of sin.
Tú tienes que entender la gravedad del pecado.
You need to understand how destructive sin is.
Y tú puedes ver cómo el pecado puede extenderse.
You need to know that you lose some things you can't get back.
Tú puedes perder muchas cosas que no puedes regresar para atrás.
And that you never sin by yourself.
Y nunca puedes estar solo.
You always affect others.
Y tú siempre vas a afectar a otros.
This is David's great sin.
Este es el grandioso pecado de David.
But we understand when the apostle says we all have sinned.
Y nosotros comprendemos como dice el apóstol, todos somos pecadores.
And John says if we say we don't sin, we lie.
Y si nosotros decimos que no somos pecadores, estamos mintiendo.
It doesn't mean you're a murderer or an adulterer.
No puede ser que tú has matado o adulterio.
It just simply means that yesterday and today you will miss the mark.
Dice porque el día de ayer al día de hoy vas a perder la marca.
When you first begin the journey, you miss the mark because you're still doing all kinds of things that they do in Egypt.
Dice cuando tú empezaste perdiste la marca de lo que están haciendo en Egipto.
And you're coming out of all of that easily defined sin.
Y vas a estar tú definido por todo ese pecado.
But as the Jews crossed out of Egypt and into promise,
dice cuando los judíos cruzaron del desierto a la promesa,
so we break away from a lot of things that we used to be before we knew God.
Dice y nosotros nos rompemos de todo lo que hacíamos antes ahora que ya conocemos a Dios.
And then it's not that we're trying today not to be a murderer or an adulterer.
O no es que queremos ser matadores o adulterios.
But our target is to be effective in the kingdom of God.
Pero nuestra voluntad es hacer efectos en la palabra de Dios.
To be what God has called us to be.
Para hacer lo que Dios nos ha llamado a hacer.
In our homes and families, in our craft and skill.
Dice en nuestra casa, en nuestra familia, en nuestro trabajo.
And we never reach perfection.
Y nunca vamos a estar perfectos.
It's always a receding horizon.
Dice porque siempre estamos recibiendo algo.
Consequently, we miss the mark.
Dice consecuentemente perdemos la marca.
And that is sin.
Y ese es el pecado.
And so it's different than when you first came out of Egypt.
Dice es diferente como cuando viniste por primera vez de Egipto.
And perhaps where you're standing now.
Y especialmente donde estás parado ahora.
But it's still the fallible, broken, fallen human condition.
Pero eres el mismo quebrantado humano que estás.
And we need a redeemer.
Y necesitamos un redentor.
And we need a savior.
Y necesitamos un salvador.
And we never need to get into a mindset.
Y no tenemos que poner en nuestra mente.
That says, okay, I've got that. I'm good enough.
Dice, oh, ya lo tengo eso. Ahora ya soy perfecto.
I'm not breaking any of the big rules.
No estoy rompiendo otras leyes o otras reglas.
I'm not failing in any of the major sins.
No estoy cayendo en los pecados más grandes.
But as long as I'm breathing.
Pero siempre cuando estoy respirando.
I need a redeemer.
Necesito un redentor.
As long as I'm alive.
Siempre y cuando estoy en vida.
I need a savior.
Necesito un salvador.
I need a sacrifice.
Necesito un sacrificio.
I need God to cleanse my sin.
Necesito Dios limpiar mis pecados.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
Somebody give God some praise.
Dale a Dios una alabanza.
And so Nathan the prophet comes to David.
So ahora el profeta viene a David.
And Nathan said, David, I want to tell you a story.
Y Natán le dice, te voy a decir una historia.
He said, there was a man in a little family.
Había un hombre en una familia chica.
And they had one ewe lamb.
Y tenían un
female lamb.
Una cabra.
And they raised it up in the house like a pet.
Y la crecieron en la casa como un un animal.
You know how people are about their animals.
Dice, tú sabes cómo la gente es con sus animales.
They raised this lamb as though it were a part of the family.
Dice, lo crecieron como era parte de la familia.
And Nathan told David, he said, and it was a very rich man.
Y dice, le dijo el profeta David, y era un hombre muy rico.
And he had flocks and herds.
Dice, tenía toros y todo.
But he was going to have a party.
Pero él tenía una fiesta.
And he sent his servants down to the poor man's house.
Y me mandó a sus siervos a esta casa.
And they took that lamb.
Y se llevaron esta cabra.
That lamb that was like a pet in the family.
O este cordero que era como de la familia.
And they took it and they killed it and they cooked it up and they served it to their party.
Y la mataron y la exhibieron a toda la gente en esta fiesta.
And while he's telling that story, David is smoking.
Y cuando está escuchando esta historia, David está muy nervioso.
He's reached a boiling point.
Dice que está como hirviendo.
It's a travesty that he will not allow.
Y es algo que no va a dejar que pase.
And he said that man must die.
Dice, ese hombre necesita morir.
And Nathan said, you are the man.
Y dice, y le dice el profeta, tú eres ese hombre.
And David's world collapsed on him.
Y todo el mundo de David se cayó.
Because he understood that he had heard from God.
Y él escuchó que había escuchado de Dios.
But he also understood.
Pero él también entendió.
That there was no sacrifice for adultery.
Porque no había un sacrificio para un adulterio.
Because for adultery it was the death penalty.
Dice porque por adulterio era la pena de muerte.
Because you've damaged a home and a family and you've done some wrong that can't be undone.
Dice porque lastimas a toda la familia y no puedes hacer algo que lastimaste a todos.
And on top of that he's committed murder.
Y arriba de eso él cometió un asesinato.
Not murder in a rage or an angry frenzy.
No en algo como enojado como él lo hace.
But a treacherous, malicious murder.
Pero algo como tesoro maliciante.
Sent a man to die.
Mandar un hombre para que muera.
To cover his sin.
Para cubrir su pecado.
And there was no remedy for that under the law.
Y no había límite en abajo de la ley.
But it was the death penalty.
Pero era la muerte.
David knew all of this.
David sabía todo eso.
And so David begins to pray a prayer to God.
Y David empieza a orar una oración a Dios.
He prays, "Have mercy upon me, O God."
Oh, ten misericordia a mí, Señor.
Because he knows there's no offering, there's no sacrifice, there's no way under the law that he can be rescued.
Dice, no había algo bajo de la ley que porque él se pudiera salvar de la muerte.
He has to die.
Él necesita morir.
But he knows God.
Pero él conoce a Dios.
And he knows that the mercies of God endure forever.
Que la misericordia de Dios está para siempre.
And he knows that mercy is a quality of God that is stronger than everything else.
Y sabe que la misericordia es la más fuerte de lo de Dios.
And he throws himself on the mercies of God.
Y él se avienta en la misericordia de Dios.
And he says, God, wash me.
Dice, Dios, lávame.
Cleanse me from my sin.
Límpiame de mi pecado.
And he understands that God is the only one that can cleanse sin.
Y él sabe que Dios es el único que puede limpiar el pecado.
I can't talk to these babies today.
No puedo hablarle a estos bebés hoy.
They can't hear it yet.
No pueden escucharme todavía.
But mom and dad, they need to know.
Pero papá y mamá necesitan saber.
That they need someone in their life that is capable of mercy.
Que tienen que saber que hay alguien que tiene misericordia.
And someone who has the power to cleanse their sin.
Y que hay alguien que tiene el poder de limpiar los pecados.
Because without redemption,
porque sin redimiento,
you'll be like Cain.
Tú vas a ser como Cain.
Who wandered away.
Que él se fue.
And said, it is too much for me.
Dice, es mucho para mí.
I can't bear this.
No puedo cargar esto.
Because sin will cut you off.
Porque el pecado te puede cubrir.
Sin will shatter your dreams.
El pecado puede cubrir tus sueños.
Sin will bury your hope.
Puede enterrar tu esperanza.
But there's a redeemer.
Pero hay un redentor.
And there's a savior.
Y hay un salvador.
And there's blood enough.
Y hay alguien que sabe
to cover your sin.
Que puede cubrir tu pecado.
And while you're hearing the story,
y cuando tú estás escuchando la historia,
you might think, well, my sin's not as bad as David's.
O vas a decir, oh, mi pecado no es tan malo como el de David.
But friend, if it takes you to hell,
pero amigo, te voy a decir, si te lleva al infierno,
who's keeping score?
¿Quién está poniendo el marcador?
You just need to realize
tú tienes que realizar
that we need to pray for mercy.
Que tenemos que orar por misericordia.
David said, I acknowledge my transgressions.
Dice, porque yo reconozco mis rebeliones.
My sin is before me.
Y mi pecado está siempre delante de mí.
He came humbly.
Dice, porque yo reconozco.
He came honestly.
Y dice que él es honesto.
And he took on personal responsibility.
Y él tomó personalmente la responsabilidad.
He said, God, it was against you alone that I have sinned.
Dice, tú sabes, Señor, que yo soy he pecado.
I know I hurt people.
Yo he lastimado a la gente.
I know that I've created chaos on this horizontal plane.
Dice que he echado muchas cosas en este planeta.
But I know that ultimately anything I've done, I'm accountable to for with God.
Dice todo lo que he hecho, yo estoy me van a contar a mí en frente de Dios.
And he said I was shapen in iniquity.
Contra mí contra y maldad ha sido formada en mi pecado.
And in my sin did my mother conceive me.
Y como mi con mi pecado me concibió mi madre.
We are all sinners.
Todos somos pecadores.
Everybody in this house is a sinner.
Todos en esta casa somos pecadores.
I want every sinner in the house to raise your hand.
Yo quiero que todos los pecadores en esta casa
levanten. If you don't have your hand raised, it's because you're either hiding or you didn't hear me or you're just so uncooperative you won't do this.
Dice si no levantas tu mano es que estás escondido, no me has escuchado.
There's two types of sinners in the house.
Hay dos tipos de pecadores en esta casa.
There's sinners that have their sin under the blood.
Hay pecadores que están parados en la sangre.
And they made it right with God.
Y lo hicieron correcto con Dios.
And there's sinners who are yet outside on their own without a sacrifice.
Y dice y hay otros pecadores que están afuera.
But today you can change that.
Pero hoy puedes cambiar eso.
Just like these three that just went down in the water.
Así como los tres que ya fueron bautizados.
They just came repenting.
Ya salieron arrepentidos.
And God washed every sin away.
Y Dios lavó todo pecado de ellos.
I have a record of David's sin.
Yo tengo un récord del pecado de David.
I don't have a record of those three that went down in the water today.
Tiene el récord de todos los tres que fueron bautizados.
But if they've lived any length of time at all.
Pero si están viviendo los últimos días.
They had a rap sheet with God.
Lo tienen recto con Dios.
But today somebody in heaven.
Pero alguien en el cielo
went into the record room.
Fueron al cuarto.
And took blood and began to cleanse that record.
Y dice y empezaron a limpiar con la sangre ese récord.
Because God said.
Porque Dios dijo.
Their sin and iniquity will I remember no more.
Dice porque el pecado en iniquidad no me acuerdo más.
God didn't just forgive you.
No nomás Dios te perdonó.
God erased your record.
Él lo quitó.
He said through Ezekiel.
Él lo dijo en Ezequiel.
Their sin will not be mentioned.
Dice este pecado no va a ser mencionado.
Ah, you need to be really careful when you're walking with people.
Dice tú tienes que estar muy cuidado cuando caminas con gente.
You need to be careful that you don't bring up stuff.
Dice puedes traer cosas a ellos.
That God has forgiven.
Que Dios los ha perdonado.
That's the work of the devil.
Ese es el trabajo del diablo.
And you'll find yourself walking with Lucifer.
Y tú te encuentras caminando con Lucifer.
But when God said, I won't remember it anymore.
Y cuando Dios dice, yo no me acuerdo más.
Then I have to say, I won't remember it anymore.
So ahora tienes que decirlo, yo no me acuerdo no más.
Somebody say, praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
David said, I know you want truth in the inward part.
Dice, yo sé que tienes la verdad adentro.
God wants us to understand.
Dios quiere que entiendamos.
He said, purge me with hyssop.
Dice, purifícame con hisopo.
The hyssop is the little generic weed that grows out there in the Middle East where the Jews were wandering.
Hisopo es como la hierba que crece allá en el Medio Oriente.
But it was used for the highest purpose.
Y estaba usada para lo más grande.
It was dipped in the blood on the Day of Atonement.
Y estaba lo ponían en la sangre en el día del tormento.
And it was sprinkled on the mercy seat.
Y estaba lo ponían en el mar de misericordia.
And that's the reference that David is making.
Y esa es la referencia que David está haciendo.
David is saying, I know that there's really no forgiveness for this.
Dice, yo sé que hay algo que no hay perdón para esto.
But I know that you're able to cleanse me.
Pero yo sé que tú estás disponible para limpiarme.
I know that I'm guilty under the law.
Yo sé que soy culpable abajo de la ley.
But I know that mercy can set me free.
Pero yo sé que la misericordia me puede librar.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
All of a sudden I am really excited for every backslider in this city.
Yo estoy muy emocionado de todos los que se alejaron de la iglesia.
They may not be thinking about it yet.
No están pensando todavía.
But I know they're not in anything that God can't cleanse.
Pero que hay algo que Dios no pueda limpiar.
I know that mercy can come and see about them where they are.
Dice, y la misericordia puede llegar ahí donde están ellos.
I know the devil will say they've got to die.
Y el diablo puede decir tienen que morir.
I know hell says they belong to me.
El infierno puede decir ellos pertenecen a mí.
But I've read enough of the word of God.
Pero yo he leído la palabra de Dios.
To know that mercy will stand up in the middle of all those voices.
Y yo sé que la misericordia se puede parar entre medio de esas voces.
And say no.
Y puede decir no.
And there's not a higher voice.
Y no es una voz que está escondida.
When mercy says no.
Cuando dice misericordia no.
Nobody else can say yes.
Y nadie puede decir sí.
My God, if you're glad for redemption today, give God some praise.
Si tú estás agradecido por la redención hoy, dale un aplauso.
David said, "Hide your face from my sin."
Dice, esconde mi cara de mi pecado.
Because God can turn from our sin.
Porque Dios nos puede voltear de nuestro pecado.
He can hate the sin.
Dice, puede odiar el pecado.
And not turn from us.
Y no puede voltearse de nosotros.
And not hate us.
Y no nos odia a nosotros.
He asks a tremendously powerful question.
Hace una pregunta muy poderosa.
He said, "God, would you create in me a clean heart?"
Dice, crea en mí, Dios, un corazón limpio.
And renew a right spirit in me.
Y renueva un espíritu recto dentro de mí.
Talking to somebody today that feels jaded and hard.
Dice, porque estoy hablando a alguien que siente algo duro en su corazón.
You've been through some stuff and it beats you up.
Y has estado en cosas que te han golpeado en la vida.
And you know you're far from God.
Y estás muy lejos de Dios.
And you feel far from God.
Y tú te sientes lejos de Dios.
And you don't feel a lot of hope and life inside.
Y no sientes mucha esperanza dentro de ti.
But you can pray David's prayer today.
Pero tú puedes orar la oración de David.
God, create within me a clean heart.
Oh Señor, crea un corazón limpio adentro de mí.
Renew in me.
Renueva mi espíritu.
Right spirit.
Un espíritu recto.
Hear the preacher today. You can have your joy back.
Tú puedes tener tu gozo para
you can have your peace back.
Tu paz el día de hoy.
You can have an excitement about the kingdom of God like you've never had before.
Puede estar muy contento de las cosas de Dios como no antes.
Does anybody in this house believe in new beginnings?
¿Alguien cree en un nuevo empezar?
Does anybody in this house believe that God can make all things new?
Tú puedes creer que Dios puede hacer todas las cosas nuevas.
I read it in the word of God.
Como la palabra de Dios.
If any man be in Christ,
si cada hombre está en
he
Cristo,
is a new creature.
Es una nueva creación.
A new creation.
A una nueva creación.
All things are passed away.
Todas las cosas han pasado.
Everything is made new.
Todas las cosas son hechas nuevas.
Now you may think you're too far gone.
Y si tú piensas que estás muy lejos.
But God doesn't think you're too far gone.
Pero Dios piensa que tú no estás muy lejos.
You may think you've gone too far.
Tú piensas que estás muy lejos de eso.
But the story of David tells me you haven't gone that far.
Y la historia de David me dice que tú no has estado muy lejos.
Because you can't go further than mercy can reach.
Dice, porque no puedes ir tan lejos donde puede llegar la misericordia.
Somebody say praise God.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
Somebody give God praise and magnify him.
Dale un fuerte aplauso al Señor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We can't finish it today, but this is the quintessential prayer of repentance.
Dice, no podemos terminar hoy, pero esta es la oración.
Repentance begins in the word of God with the story of Noah.
Dice, el arrepentimiento empieza en la historia de Noé.
It's first instance.
Sus primeros instintos.
It's the first time we come across that.
Es la primera vez que pasamos por eso.
And it simply says the world was so wicked.
Dice, decía, había mucha maldad en el mundo.
That it repented God that he had made man on the earth.
Que Dios se arrepintió que había hecho al hombre en la tierra.
It tells you God is going to repent of mankind.
Dice, tú sabes que Dios se va a arrepentir de hacer el hombre.
What does God do with mankind?
Dice, ¿qué hace Dios con el hombre?
He washes them all away.
Dice, los lava los de toda la tierra.
And we get an insight into repentance.
Y ahí entramos en un arrepentimiento.
When you come to an altar and repent.
Cuando tú vienes a un altar a arrepentirte.
Or you stand in a pew to repent.
O estás ahí parado en la puerta para arrepentirte.
Or fall on your knees in your bedroom.
O en tu cuarto te pones en rodillas.
You may weep.
A lo mejor vas a llorar.
You may cry out.
A lo mejor vas a clamar.
Or you may just make a steely decision.
O haces una decisión.
Because repentance is not the outpouring of emotion, although it can be.
O no es como arrepentimiento, no es como una emoción, o puede
ser.
But
there are a lot of people who cry in an altar that never repent.
Dice, hay mucha gente que llora en el altar y nunca se arrepiente.
But the word repent means to turn around.
Dice, pero arrepentimiento, la palabra es voltearte alrededor.
It means you are walking away from God.
Dice que estás caminando hacia Dios.
And now by decision, like the prodigal son.
Dice como la decisión del hijo prójimo.
You begin to move back to the father's house.
Empieza a caminar a la casa del padre.
It's turn. Turning around.
Es volteándote.
When you repent of drink, you stop drinking.
Cuando tú te arrepientes de tomar, para
when
de
you
tomar.
Repent of pornography, you stop pornographying.
Dice cuando te arrepientes de ver pornografía
when
ya
you,
no ves más.
When you repent of smoking, you quit smoking.
Dice cuando te arrepientes de no fumar ya no fumas.
You don't get to say I've repented of that 100 times.
Dice no puedes decir me arrepentí 100 veces de eso.
Because if you're still doing it, you haven't repented of it once.
Dice porque si todavía lo estás haciendo no te has arrepentido ni una sola vez.
It's not a matter of a confession.
No es algo de confesión.
It's not an idea.
No es una idea.
It's a decision and an action.
Dice es una decisión y una acción.
You stop whatever it was that was offensive to God.
Desde ahí te paras todo que es ofensivo hacia Dios.
Somebody clap your hands unto God and bless His name.
Alguien dele bendiciones al Señor, dale un fuerte aplauso.
In the U.S. military, when they're marching in formation.
En el ejército de los Estados Unidos cuando están marchando.
And the drill instructor wants them to turn and do a 180 degree.
Dice cuando el instructor les dice date vuelta 180.
In our country they say a bowed face.
Dice en Estados Unidos dice darte vuelta.
Yeah, turn your face around.
Dice voltea tu cara.
But in Britain.
Pero en la Gran Bretaña,
where our language comes from,
de donde viene la lengua de nosotros,
they use the essential language.
Dice tienen la lengua esencial.
They say repent.
Dice repéntate.
And when they repent,
dice cuando se dan vuelta,
they turn around.
Dice dan vuelta.
And they begin to move in an opposite direction.
Y empiezan a caminar a la oposición del otro lado.
I want you to understand God's feelings about this.
Quiero decir que entiendas lo de Dios, sus sentimientos.
He says, I would have mercy.
Dice, yo voy a tener misericordia.
And not sacrifice.
Y no sacrificio.
He said, your sacrifice can't buy what mercy can buy.
Dice, tu sacrificio no puede comprar lo que puede comprar la misericordia.
Through the mouth of Ezekiel.
Dice, la montaña de Ezequiel.
He said, I don't have pleasure in the death of the wicked.
Dice no tengo placer en la muerte del malvado.
You need to understand this. God is on your side today.
Dice quiero que sepas que Dios está de tu lado.
God loves every last one of us today.
Dios ama a cada uno de nosotros.
And He wants you to turn from your sin.
Y él quiere que te voltees de tu pecado.
And come and live for Him.
Y empieces a vivir para él.
In Isaiah, God says.
En Isaías Dios dice.
Come, let us reason together.
Venid luego, dice Jehová, y estamos en cuenta.
Come on, talk to me about this.
Habla conmigo de esto.
He said, though your sins be as scarlet,
vuestros pecados sean como la grana,
they shall be white as wool.
Como la nieve serán emblanquecidos.
People live in all sorts of different conditions.
Hay mucha gente que vive en diferentes condiciones.
Some people feel like I'm too far gone.
Dice mucha gente siente que están muy lejos.
Some people feel like God just doesn't notice me.
Y dice yo soy mucha gente piensa que Dios no sabe
all
que soy yo.
All sorts of mindsets.
O muchas de su mentalidad.
But God says, come on to me, come talk to me about this.
Pero Dios dice ven habla conmigo vamos a platicar.
I can cleanse your sin.
Yo puedo limpiar tu pecado.
It doesn't matter how deep.
No importa qué profundo.
Doesn't matter how wide.
No importa qué tan grande.
It doesn't matter how awful.
O qué tan malo sea.
You don't sin strong enough to overcome the mercies of God.
No hay un pecado más grande que la misericordia no cubra.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
I've got to stop here at some point.
Tengo que parar en un punto de esto.
But I want you to understand something here.
Pero yo quiero que entiendas algo.
If you're carrying a load of sin,
si tú estás cargando un pecado muy grande,
and your sin is just breaking your heart every day,
y ese pecado está quebrantando tu corazón diariamente,
the first person that Jesus revealed himself to on the morning of the resurrection,
dice la primera persona que Dios se le reveló el día de la resurrección,
was a woman named Mary Magdalene.
Era María Magdalena.
And Mary, he had cast seven devils out of her.
Jesús había sacado siete demonios de ella.
It was Mary that the Pharisees said, if Jesus knew what kind of woman she was,
dice, los fariseos dicen, si Dios supiera qué mujer es ella,
he would never let her touch him.
Él nunca dejaría que ella lo tocara.
But Jesus is looking for people just like that.
Y Jesús está buscando por gente como ella.
And Jesus can transform people just like that.
Y Jesús puede transformar gente exactamente así como ella.
And Jesus has a special place in his heart for people just like that.
Y Dios tiene algo en su mano para cada corazón, solamente así.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
Everybody in Israel hated tax collectors.
Dice, todos en Israel odiaban a los que cobraban taxas.
They were called publicans.
Los llamaban públicos, republicanos.
And Jesus is in a small town.
Y Jesús está en un pueblo chico.
And he's walking his way through a street that is lined with many people.
Y dice, y está caminando en un camino donde está muy lleno de gente.
And he stops under a sycamore tree.
Y él se para en un árbol.
And if you've been in church any length of time, you've known this since you were in Sunday school.
Dice, y tú si has estado en la iglesia por mucho tiempo, tú sabes.
And Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come down.
Y dice, Zacchaeus, bájate de ahí.
Zacchaeus had climbed the tree so he could see this teacher, Jesus.
Y Zaqueo se bajó para ver a este maestro.
And he was too short to see over the crowd.
Y él estaba muy chaparro para ver en todo como arriba de la gente.
And Jesus said, I want to come to your house and eat.
Dice, yo voy a venir a tu casa y quiero comer.
And all of the people were astounded that Jesus would go in the house of a publican.
Y toda la gente estaba sorprendida de que Jesús iba a ir a comer a esa casa.
But as soon as they sit down to eat, Zacchaeus begins to repent.
Dice, pero cuando se sentaron a comer, Zaqueo empezó a arrepentirse.
I'm going to give half of everything I have to the poor.
Dice, voy a dar la mitad de todo lo que tengo a todos los pobres.
And anything I've stolen from anybody unjustly, I'm going to give it back many times over.
Dice, de todos los que le he cobrado de más, le voy a dar más de lo que les quité.
That's repentance.
Eso es lo que es arrepentimiento.
Jesus said, salvation has come to this house today.
Dice, salvación ha venido a esta casa este día.
I just want you to know and understand that.
Yo quiero que entiendas esto.
There's mercy in this house today.
Hay misericordia en esta casa este día.
There's cleansing in this house today.
Hay misericordia en este lugar.
There's a new beginning in this house today.
Hay un nuevo empezar en este lugar.
The God that forgave sins for all of the biblical record is still in business today.
Dice, el Dios que perdona todos los pecados, o como dice la palabra, está todavía haciendo negocios.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. Let me tell you how good he is.
Déjate digo qué tan bueno es.
He is so good.
Es tan bueno.
He's hanging on the cross.
Él está crucificado en la cruz.
It is the day of the redemption of the world.
Dice, el día de la redención del mundo.
He is taking care of all sorts of important business.
Él ha hecho muchas cosas importantes en ese día.
He's giving his mama to John to take care of.
Le está dando su mamá a Juan para que la cuide.
He's trying to steer those who are in the crowd to the scripture so they could understand what's happening there.
Los quiere traer a los que están ahí presentes a la escritura para que ellos comprendan.
He's ministering to others all those 6 hours while he's hanging on the cross.
Él está ministrando en esas 6 horas a todos los que están ahí presentes.
And there's a thief on his right and a thief on his left.
Y hay un ratero en su derecha y un ratero en su izquierda.
And when the crowd starts saying, if you are the Christ, why don't you come down off the cross?
Y cuando la gente empieza a decir, si tú eres el Cristo, ¿por qué no te bajas de la cruz?
And the thieves, the Bible says, both of them in Matthew, the Bible says that they also said the same things.
Y dice, y los rateros que estaban en su lado también empezaron a decir sus cosas.
But somewhere in the afternoon,
pero algo en el atardecer,
about the third hour they had been there on the cross,
como a la tercera hora que han estado crucificados,
one of those thieves had been watching this Jesus.
Uno de los rateros ha estado viendo a Jesús.
Something began to happen in him.
Algo empezó a pasar adentro de él.
And he told the other thief, he said, "You and me, we should be here."
Dice, y el un ratero vio al otro y dice, "Tú y yo tenemos que estar aquí."
But he said, this man is innocent. He hasn't done anything."
Pero este hombre que está aquí, él no ha hecho nada.
And then he turned to Jesus.
Y entonces voltea a Jesús.
And he prayed a simple prayer.
Y él ora una simple oración.
Now let me tell you who he was.
Déjate digo quién era.
He was Jewish.
Era judío.
Otherwise, the story is impossible.
Porque la historia no puede ser posible.
He was circumcised.
Era circuncisado.
Otherwise, this story is impossible.
Porque esta historia podía ser imposible.
He was in covenant with God from his childhood.
Dice, era un pacto con Dios desde que era joven.
And he had wandered far away from God.
Pero él se había alejado de Dios.
But here in the final moments of his life,
pero aquí en sus últimos momentos de su vida,
he turns to God.
Voltea hacia Jesús.
Because that's who Jesus was, God hanging on a cross.
O es como Jesús, que es Dios, que estaba cruzado en la cruz.
And he said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
Dice Jesús, Dios, acuérdate de mí cuando vengas a tu reino.
And with all of those other things going on,
y con todas esas cosas que están pasando,
Jesus reached out to him.
Jesús se voltea a él.
And said, "Buddy, today you're going to be with me in paradise."
Dice, tú vas a estar conmigo hoy en el paraíso.
God never stops reaching for you.
Dios nunca deja de estar
alcanzándote. Don't wait till the day you die.
No te esperes hasta el día que tú mueras.
He's reaching for you today.
Él te quiere alcanzar el día de hoy.
He can make it all new today.
Él puede hacer todo nuevo el día de hoy.
He can cleanse you entirely today.
Él puede limpiarte completamente el día de hoy.
My God, if you're in need of a Savior, I want you to come down this morning.
Si tú necesitas de un Salvador, quiero que vengas acá enfrente.
If you're in need of repentance, I want you to come down and find a place of prayer this morning.
Si tú necesitas arrepentimiento, ven, este altar está abierto, encuentra un lugar.
If you're tired of carrying your sin and you need deliverance, come down to this altar today.
Si tú estás cansado de cargar tu pecado, tráelo al altar y déjalo aquí.
If you've been avoiding God because you're ashamed, you need to come down to this altar today.
Si tú lo has puesto en un lado porque no quieres ver a Jesús,
because God is not ashamed of you.
Porque Dios no tiene vergüenza.
God is reaching for you.
Dios te quiere alcanzar el
God
día de hoy.
Wants to cover your sin.
Dios quiere cubrir tu pecado.
God wants to lift you up.
Dios te quiere levantar.
God wants to make it all right.
Dios lo quiere hacer todo de nuevo.
God wants to talk to you every day.
Dios quiere hablar contigo todos los días.
God wants to have relationship with you.
Dios quiere tener una relación contigo.
Come on, talk to him. Come on and talk to him.
Habla con él, habla con él.
Come on and seek for him.
Cántale a él.
Church, press in, church. It would be good if everybody in the house would repent before God this morning. It would be good if everybody would lift up your heart and say, "God, cleanse me.
Mighty
God, forgive me.
Perdóname, Señor.
Wash me and I'll be clean.
Lávame, Señor.
Make me white, dirty rags. Praise the Lord. If you're in a place of prayer, you can just stay there if you like.
Si estás orando, quédate allí, sigue orando.
But I'd like for us to make some room down here in the middle of the, in front of the altar.
Pero vamos a hacer un espacio aquí en medio del altar.
And I'd like Tyler and Mariah to bring Penelope and all their entourage down.
Taylor and Mariah, que vengan y tengan a todos los tíos.
And Brian tías. And Valerie bring little Raven down.
Y que tengan de mano y tengan a toda su familia.
And just come stand right down here in the front.
Y vengan y párense aquí enfrente.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Come right over on this side. Now,
de este lado.
Brian and Valerie are new to Birmingham.
Ellos son nuevos aquí en Birmingham.
And they don't have a lot of family here.
Y no tienen muchísima familia aquí.
And but they do have some friends from Fort Myers, so they all would come and get close to them and stand here with them.
Y tienen unos amigos de Fort Myers aquí, vengan y acérquense.
And then somebody that would like to come and be a surrogate brother, sister,
y alguien que quiere estar cerca y acompañarlos.
Because the church is like that.
Porque
the church is family.
Porque la iglesia es familia.
You know, you can find an abuela or an abuelo here.
Y se puedes pelear con la abuela o con el abuelo aquí.
But we got real abuelos and abuelas over here, so.
Y tenemos abuelos y abuelas aquí.
Yeah. So, Pastor Collins.
Pastor Collins.
Let's see if we can figure this out. Praise God. And we're still doing the same shtick that we did when you were dedicated.
Y si estamos haciendo lo mismo cuando a ti te dedicamos hace mucho tiempo.
And for me, that's not a joke.
Y para mí eso no es una broma.
This is rewarding and wonderful.
Ese es un regalo y algo muy hermoso.
Praise God, because we're moving through the kingdom and in the kingdom through generations.
Y estamos moviendo el reino en generaciones.
Yeah. And so we have a Bible for Penelope and we have one for Raven.
Tenemos una Biblia para ellos dos.
And we want to give those to these parents today.
Y vamos a dársela a los papás el día de hoy.
Because babies can't do this yet.
Porque los bebés no pueden hacer todavía esto.
She would though. See, she wants it.
Sí,
she's got
lo
innate
quiere.
Desire for the kingdom of God.
Son de, ya están de, para el reino de Dios.
She thinks it's food.
Y se piensa que es comida.
Yeah, but we want to give it to you, Tyler, and we want to give it to you, Brother Brian, Sister Valerie.
Vamos a darle a ti, Tyler, y a ti, Brian.
And we want to say that she will be dedicated and only dedicated if you are dedicated.
Y vamos a decir que vamos a dedicarla a ella, pero realmente si
so
ustedes están dedicados.
We dedicate parents.
La dedicamos a los papás.
And in coming, you're making a pledge.
Dice, viniendo aquí, hacen eso.
You've already probably made this declaration to God.
Dice, ya hicieron esta declaración a Dios.
That not only are you going to live for God, but you're going to raise her up in the kingdom.
Que no nomás tú vas a crecer en el reino de Dios, sino también ella.
I take it that that's why you're here.
Es por eso que ustedes están aquí.
You're making a pledge that you want your family to be built on the rock of the Word of God.
Y que quieres estar en un lugar en la roca de Dios.
And you want Raven to grow up in the house of God.
Y quieres que tu hijo crezca en la palabra de Dios.
And to never know anything about Egypt.
Y que nunca sepa nada de Egipto.
Other than what he hears in the news.
Y dice, y todo lo que escucha.
That's right. Are you guys open to that? Are you willing to do that?
¿Ustedes están abiertos? ¿Quieren hacer esto?
In the house of God? Okay. All right. Now, this is your first.
Ese es tu primero.
And so you're bringing your first to the house of God.
Estás trayendo el primogénito a la casa de Dios.
And God is going to walk with you in this because this is God's plan.
Dice, y Dios va a caminar contigo porque este es el plan de Dios.
Family and parenting, all that's God's invention.
Familia, padres, todo eso es de Dios.
So you're never in this alone.
Porque nunca estás tú aquí solo.
He's always with you.
Siempre está con ustedes.
And he's going to help you because he loves her. I know it's hard to believe, but he loves her more than you do.
Y sabes que Dios te ama más que de lo que tú piensas.
I know that's hard to believe.
es muy para nosotros
that
creer
God could love him more.
Que Dios lo ama más.
But believe me.
Pero créeme.
Yeah. So God's going to walk with us through this parenting.
Dice, Dios va a caminar con ustedes ahorita siendo ustedes papás.
And it won't be easy.
Y no va a ser muy fácil.
And it'll break your heart.
Y va a quebrantar tu corazón.
But it'll give you some of the greatest joy you've ever experienced in all
Pero te
your
va
life.
A dar un regocijo que nunca has experimentado.
Yeah. And these children, this is our goal.
Y estos, esos hijos,
these children are going to lift their little hands in a Sunday school class a few years from now.
Van a levantar sus manos en la escuela dominical unos años de ahora.
And they're going to lose their language and they're going to begin to speak in tongues.
Van a perder su lengua y van a empezar a hablar en otras lenguas.
And they're going to put on a little robe that's too big for them.
Y van a ponerse una túnica que está muy grande para ellos.
And we're going to put them down in the water in the name of Jesus.
Y vamos a ponerlos en el agua y sumergirlos en el nombre de Jesús.
Before they need it.
Antes de que ellos lo necesiten.
And God is going to walk with them all the way through this life journey.
Y Dios va a caminar con ellos en este camino.
Praise God. So, family, draw close, lay your hands on them.
Familia, acérquense y empecemos a orar por ellos.
Friends and family, lay your hands up. We're going to pray for these
people.
Pastor Collins, why don't you pray for us?
Y ahora.
Come on, let's all pray. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for this home and family and life today, Lord. I pray that you would undergird and sustain them, God. I pray that you would touch this family, Lord, and use them to raise this baby up in the fear and the admonition of God. I pray that you would go with them everywhere that they go, God. I pray that the anointing of God would destroy every yoke of bondage, Lord. Let the peace of God that passes all understanding be in their hearts, O Lord. Minister to them and strengthen them, oh God. I pray that the Holy Ghost would go with them through every valley that they take, oh Lord. That your rod and your staff would comfort them, oh God. I pray that you raise this baby up to do great things in the kingdom of God. Strengthen and anoint, oh God. Let the kingdom of God come to fruition in their lives, Lord. In all power and glory and anointing and grace, oh Lord. I pray that you would touch this family, oh God, in a special way, Lord. I pray that you would give him courage, oh God, and anointing and strength, oh Lord, to be a man of God over his home and his family, Lord. I pray that you would give him resolve, God, go with them through every season of their life, through every mountain and valley, oh Lord, that you would be a comforter and a strength, oh Lord. I pray that you would raise this precious baby up, oh God. I pray that you would anoint her, Lord. I pray that the Spirit of God would be upon her and through her and in her, oh God. Go with them, oh Lord, and strengthen them in everything that they do, oh God. Bless them, God. Cause your face to shine upon them, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Come on, if you believe that God's going to do it, why don't you lift up a shout of praise and magnify Jesus for the gift of life and family and strength. God, we worship you today, Lord. We magnify and praise you, Lord, and we give you the thanks and the honor and the glory. And everybody say, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let it be done. If you would, come and share your love and strength with these couples as you are dismissed today in the name of Jesus. Praise God. We're thankful for the three that went down in the water in Jesus' name and received the Holy Ghost. Somebody give him praise for the gift of new life today. In Jesus' name.